Something else the angel said to Cornelius that's not told here, that's critical. The angel told Cornelius, send to Peter, who will tell thee words whereby thou and thy house shall be saved. Well, Peter had said everything that Cornelius needed to be saved. Told him about Jesus and said through him, remission of sins. That's all they needed to be saved. Peter did everything God had sent him there to do, and he didn't think he had done everything God sent him there to do. He hadn't finished explaining the way of salvation, but he had finished and didn't know it. But God knew it. God finished it for him. God said, amen. Peter had to stand there with his mouth open.
He erased everything else.
And the Jewish brothers about passed out.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute. Well, what do you say? God did it. And that is the importance of being what Jesus called him, the rock. Because it's Peter's testimony about what God did right there that kept the Jewish believers by saying it ain't so. Peter and his six witnesses knew it was the same thing. Peter said later to them, to the ones that wanted to rebuke him, who was I to withstand God? He gave them the same gift he gave to us in the beginning. That immovable testimony. Peter not cowering down in that situation really held things together. Made Paul more acceptable with the gospel he got. Peter's a very important character.
Brother John, men today, there's a lot of them will stand up and preach what God has given them to preach if they would just stop there.
Yes.
But afterward, they... Yep. Invite the people unto the custom of the denomination.
That's right.
Instead of what they have just preached.
Right.
Amen. And it's hard to stop when you don't know what to do next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to start to jump to track and do something you know how to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But fortunately, God stopped Peter.
Yeah.
When he had done everything he needed to do. He loved Peter. God loved that man. And so he saved him from teaching false doctrine to Cornelius.
Yeah. And helped pave the way for Paul.
Yeah, help clear out a little bit for Paul, even though Paul had to work hard on that road. It cleared out a big obstacle for Paul. Because Peter testified for those Gentiles.
He was the rock.
Glory to God. That was a rock you didn't want to get out of the path.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
This is new thoughts for me. I mean, I always thought my whole life, Peter seeing this vision, and it's preparing his heart to go into a Gentile's house.
Yeah.
So that when the summon comes, he felt comfortable to go. But I don't think that's what's happening here. I mean, God gave him a specific order to go with that man.
Yeah.
I think that was preparing him to go into the Gentile's house.
Yeah, that's what made him go.
And God told him, don't call common what I clean.
Right.
And when does God clean a man?
Yeah.
Then afterwards, how do you call it common except say, that's not sufficient?
Yes.
You've got to add something to it.
That's right.
That's right.
I think that's Peter calling it common after God's cleaned it because he didn't understand the vision he had.
But not with a bad attitude.
No, not with the modern day Christian attitude, but that's the words without the spirit there.
Yeah, that's it. Adding something to what God did. But there was, and it's perfectly excusable and understandable. God didn't make Peter repent for that.
He knew where he's
That's all the truth that had been revealed.
Right.
Peter was trying to make it fit. He knew truth fits. But there was truth that hadn't been revealed yet.
Yeah.